Hello, this is Secretary of Kenya Gold for dictating an advanced report on Vu Loan Nguyen, date of birth 9/7/1960, date of procedure February 22nd, 2024. Position is Dr. Thai Pham. Indications are anemia, dyspepsia, colorectal cancer screening. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with, just colonoscopy, and next is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsy. Description and procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Period. Possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing lesion, such as the malignancy. We'll explain to the patient. Period. The patient is about to anesthesia. So you place in left lateral position. Sit ears for anesthesia service and monitor anesthesia care. Period. We'll lubricate the lymph studio gastroscope. Is introduced into the esophagus and advance into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examination is made of the duodenum bulb. Second portion is on stomach, G junction, esophagus. Period. Retroflex is examined. Cardio period. Air reception from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope. Period. Patient is then turned around in left lateral position. Period. The duodenum was normal. Period. A well lubricated lymph studio colonoscope is introduced into the rectum and advance into direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the penicillar or ileocecal valve and confluence of folds. Period. Careful examination is made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, asynical and hepatic flexure, transcecal and splenic flexure, desynical and sigmoidal and the rectum within the constraints of the port prep. Period. A retroflex was obtained of the rectum. Period. Boston Bob prep score was graded as a 4,1-1-2 and was graded at poor prep. The patient had procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, the proximal metastasis appeared unremarkable. The Z line was regular at 35 centimeters from the bite block. There was evidence of gastric erythema with some evidence of hemorrhagic gastritis in the fundus. Cold biopsies were obtained to rule out H. pylori and for histology. Next line, there was evidence of mild duodenal bulb nodularity. Biopsies were obtained for histology. Next line, otherwise unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion. Ampulla was unremarkable. Biopsies were obtained in D2 to rule out celiac disease. Next line. At colonoscopy, next line, there was a poor anal sphincter tone. Next line, there was evidence of external skin tact. Next line, there was a poor prep graded as a Boston Bob prep score of 4,1-1-2. Next line, there was no evidence of any large masses noted. However, due to the poor preparation and solid stone fibrous material, polyps and masses could have been missed. Next line, plan followed biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend colonoscopy next available. Next line, would recommend 2-day prep for the follow-up colonoscopy. Next line, if repeat colonoscopy is completely unremarkable, would recommend PIL-CAM evaluation. Next line, follow-up analysis previously scheduled.